and the words of my mouth and the mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be ever acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
I am so glad you all came to St. Mary's this morning to worship God and to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. But have any of you ever wondered why you are here this morning? After all, it's beautiful weather out there. And I'm sure there's a few people here who would love to be golfing right now. There's some people who might want to be at brunch right now because we're all a little bit hungry. So why, on a Sunday morning, are you here, gathered together in this place? And actually, specifically, we can ask, why does this place even exist? Why is there a St. Mary's? And why is there even a Christian faith? Because today, we proclaim that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, which on its face is a patently preposterous claim. If we hold this claim up to science or to reason or to rationality, Christianity and Christian belief should have died out a long time ago. So why? Why do we proclaim that Jesus Christ rose from the dead? And why do we come here? Why? Have any of you ever asked this question of yourself? I have. In my own faith life, I have asked what we do on Easter Day. Does this even make sense for me? And in my own studies and my own discernment and in my own life experiences, I've come to the answer that yes, it does. And it makes sense precisely because the answer that I found is right in today's gospel passage, in the experiences of these three principal characters. There are times in my life when I felt like I've been running towards Jesus, a lot like Peter and John. I feel like at times that I am searching for Jesus, looking for him. And really what I'm looking for is the truth. What happened at that tomb 2,000 years ago? What is the truth of Jesus Christ? I would venture to guess that pretty much everyone here has asked that same question. We've all been in that place of searching after Jesus in our lives. What is the truth? Running after Jesus, almost to the point of being out of breath. We've been looking for Jesus, searching for answers. We could spend a lifetime looking for Jesus, a lifetime trying to figure out these answers. And then there's times in my life when I felt like Mary Magdalene. Devastated, yeah, despondent. Mary is grief-stricken, partly because she has just witnessed her friend and teacher murdered at the hands of the state. But really, it's the fact that now that his body is missing, this has really unbraided her. And she is completely lost.
Out there starts texting Bishop Gates and saying that I am comparing Jesus to a puppy dog. Wait, I am, but I'm going to link it together. Okay? Because for children to have his body, to have him, pet, a really beloved pet, might be your closest friend. There might not be anything closer to your heart than Scout or Liberty, or even a maybe
beyond wanting to know what the truth is. And wanting...
What's your special chicken's name?
Abby.
Abby. Yeah. So, for kids, a pet, especially a dog, because I love dogs, but a pet might be really close.
Yearning is for God.
Imagine what it would be like to lose a pet like Georgie.
Maybe you have experienced that as well. So, in this gospel passage this morning, in the midst of all of this searching and
Jesus was her closest friend. And remember, Jesus
questions and grief.
But he didn't stay there, did he? Because Jesus...
And what happens, right?
So what would happen if you lost Georgie?
He even recognized Jesus and presumes him to be...
Lost Georgie, and then he came back.
You'd be really happy.
You'd be really happy. What would you do?
Probably...
Mary. And in that naming...
Tears of happiness.
If you lost your pet and then it came,
her Lord is here.
Saw it. There's Scout. There's Liberty's. Gone. Back. Leaping forward to embrace Jesus. To give him a big...
Georgie, is that really you?
And Jesus, in that...
Yes, I'd be a little afraid.
Be a little afraid, maybe, yeah. No. Do not hold on to me. But instead...
Probably maybe... Scared.
Okay.
A little creepy.
Little creepy. In that interaction. Well, it can be a little creepy for myself, the core of the resurrection. Love back, and you might cry again, you might be Jesus comes to Mary. You might want to hug Georgie. Gather him up in your arms and hold him. Same thing with Liberty or with Scout or with your chickens. Within grasp, it is in that moment that he reads.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's to her brothers and sisters. And she's really sad because the resurrection is about more than just the body of his siblings. And they can say that again. The resurrection is about more than just the body of Jesus. Mary was really sad. It's about connection. It is about relationship. The resurrection, her teacher, for all of the disciples. When Jesus' family was in grief, lost, confused, hurting, sad, it's at that moment named Mary, and she says, go. Go find each other. Give each other mutual support. Love each other. Build each other up. And give each other hope. And in so doing, you will give each other renewed life, resurrected life. Now this is a profound, it's not what you think he would do. He says, no, don't hug me yet. Instead, go back to my brothers and sisters. Go back to my brothers and sisters and spread all around the Mediterranean. This happened. So Phoebe, one of the things you said is that if Georgie came back, you would want to tell everybody. Right? That's what Jesus tells Mary to do, to go and tell everyone else.
Not stuck looking.
That's really important. Because as much as Mary probably really wanted to hug Jesus, as much as Jesus really wanted a hug, Peter and John and all the other disciples, they also needed a hug too, right? Because they were really sad. They still think Jesus has died. So Jesus is sending Mary back to them to hug. Hug them and to minister to them and to comfort them and to give them the good news that Jesus is alive. Now, some of you may have been at church on Shrove Tuesday. This was a long time ago, over a month. And we buried in this little basket, Alleluias, because all during Lent we don't say Alleluia because during Lent we remember that Jesus
essentially, my body, my resurrected body, is not the aim and the end of faith. But that resurrection involves finding each other, building a community of love. This place, St. Mary's, lives into the resurrection every Sunday. I know people here who have experienced
one. You can take these back.
And not out of a sense of irrational.
Over here in the Lady Chapel, we have an image of the garden and of the empty tomb. And Father Mark and Miss Peggy made this very beautiful scene. And so, if you'd like, you can get up and you can go over and look and see Jesus Christ, he's risen, he has his arms out, and there's Mary and the other disciples. Okay? And so if you want, you can go and look at that. And then you can go back to your seats and sit with your parents if you wanted to check this out.
My charge for all of us this Easter, when we sing Jesus Christ is risen today, to understand that truly for ourselves, that it is a truth that we have lived and known in our very lives, and that we are called to invite our brothers and sisters, right?
Jesus is risen today, absolutely. But written into our gospel is not just
Amen.
But it's motion away from the tomb. Jesus is sending Mary from the tomb back to the disciples. Now that is incredibly important. I said I would tie together Georgie and Jesus, and I'm going to do that right now. Because there are some parallels. Just as for Mary, Jesus was her closest friend, and for a lot of children, their pets are their closest friend. Like puppies, Jesus is filled with nothing but love, right? And also, like puppies, it's really hard to keep them just to yourself. They really want to go and make friends with everyone. And you can't just hold on to a puppy and hold them and hold them. Kind of like Scout, they'll squirm away sometimes. And especially if you have siblings, you can't. Charlie can't have Georgie 100% of the time. He has to share Georgie with Ted and with Phoebe and with Sophie. And Jesus, likewise, wants to be shared. Jesus loves all of his disciples. And there's actually another great parallel to what we just saw here, and that's with the children. The way that they were talking about Georgie and talking about their chickens and about Liberty and Scout, the way that they spoke with such love, such earnest contentment and eagerness, that's how all of us should testify about our faith in Jesus. We don't talk about our pets that way, but we can and should talk about our faith in that way. And likewise, how we saw all the children passing Georgie around, sharing and being gentle with each other as Georgie was in their midst. That's how Christ invites us to be with each other, to minister to each other when we are sad, when we're grief-stricken, to reach out to each other. That's why in the gospel it's so important that Jesus says it is not just about my resurrected body. The resurrection is about your resurrection. The resurrection of my brothers and sisters. Mary, go to them and bring them renewed life. Bring them the resurrection. And so my prayer for all of us today on this Easter Sunday morning is that we can move with haste away from the empty tomb to each other, to connect with each other, to love each other, and to bear each other with gladness the good news of resurrection. Amen.